My journeys through Southeast Asia ended with the magnificent Angkor temples and a Frenchman running a vegetarian restaurant. This is the second of three reports about travelling vegan and is all about the most challenging country I visited, Cambodia.
Hi, I'm Nicolas. I came from France and I decided to open a vegetarian restaurant in Cambodia.
This is one of the world's poorest countries. In the last decades of the last century, she suffered the killing fields of Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge before defeating those agrarian communists who wanted to turn the technological clock back to the 11th century and kill anyone with reading glasses. That nickname meant Red Khmers, the Khmer people being the vast majority of Cambodians. Recovering slowly, Cambodia is a mainly rural society, and agriculture earns $3 out of every 10. So you can have lots of very fresh veg. Nicolas and I talked veg upstairs in his restaurant in a breezy street in Siem Reap on a very sunny day.
I discover, when I opened the restaurant, Cambodian vegetarian food, and I was really surprised because Cambodian products are very fresh. We use fresh products, especially herbs. We use so many different kind of herbs, and that's the difference maybe between Thai food and Cambodian food.
As I travelled, I asked local vegetarians and vegans how far they trusted the local restaurants to give you plants, whole plants and nothing but the plants. Malaysians were positive. In Thailand, I got mixed answers. Izzy told us in the last report that she trusted omnivorous Thai restaurants. But Nicolas was very blunt about Cambodia.
I used to eat in a traditional restaurant, that means corner restaurant of small shop, and ate only rice soup with vegetable or rice noodle, noodle soup with vegetable. But you never sure it's only vegetable inside. So you can eat fried rice or hot noodle soup, and they always put some fish sauce. It's the reflex. No.
What can you do, and what can travellers in Cambodia do to make sure that they are getting vegetarian and vegan food?
My advice is to go to a restaurant owned by foreigner people, because Khmer people don't really know what is vegetarian.
Is there any means to tell when you taste the dish?
Yeah, you can know if the dish contains fish sauce, because there's a strong flavor, strong taste, and as I hate fish sauce, I easily recognize when it's inside.
Pahok
is a fish paste. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the same.
Restaurants putting flesh into the stew and telling you it is vegetarian is obviously not just a Cambodian problem. When Time Out magazine quizzed chefs in the vegan paradise of New York City, only 4 out of 5 were true to vegetarian trust.
Others, meanwhile, added somewhat scandalizing caveats. Yes, well, we use chicken stock, but no one can tell the difference.
My patriotic Khmer guide M tried to reassure me that, because of Chinese influence, Cambodians understood vegetarianism. He even offered to set me up on a date with a nice young Khmer vegetarian. When I had M to interpret, I did go to stalls or restaurants and eat some nice stir-fried vegetables which didn't taste of fish. The chef seemed comfortable even with me standing next to him to make sure nothing was thrown in. But if that's avoided, there is lots of nice food to be had.
Because Cambodian products use a lot of coconut milk and vegetable and herbs, and that's of course just vegan food.
So what's your favourite Khmer vegan dish?
Red curry is made with yellow curry paste and chili paste, and after sweet potato and tomatoes. That's maybe my favourite dish in Cambodian, because it's tasty but not so spicy, and I don't really like too much spicy dishes.
So that evening, on a table outside his restaurant Champon, in a narrow street, I tried that Khmer red curry and sampled the differences between Thai cooking and the fresher, milder Khmer taste.
A bit more green ginger. The coconut milk is added later, so it's not as thick. It looks more like a soup. And it's milder than Thai, which I like. And it is very nice.
Next time, I look at the Chinese Buddhists who fed me from Singapore to Chiang Mai. For more links, more information and more podcasts, go to verdantreports.org. That's verdantreports.org.